hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday. It's Bob Chapman, International Forecaster Day. We're talking with Robbie Noel, Bob Chapman, and I've got Sheila online from California, which is actually, she was on Michael Herzog's program right before this one, 2 to 4, Monday through Friday, Central Time, that is, on Republic Broadcasting. And Sheila, you had your identity, stolen 4 or 5 times?
Well, yes. I went on to 4 different Social Security numbers. That was their only option, and they offered me a 5th number, which was the only final option. I went back to my original number because none of that helps.
Right.
And every time I changed, every time I recreated myself, all I did was open another entrance gate for another identity theft process.
Well, and the Social Security number, which, remember the old Social Security cards? This is not to be used for identification.
Exactly.
That's what everybody's driver's license is based on, all your bank accounts. If you get utilities, electricity, water, it doesn't matter, telephone, they want to know your social.
But our Privacy Act says they can't retain it within the computer-based system, and that's been the problem because they do retain it. And when I refuse to give it as a code word and set up another code word, they still have the Social Security number within the system.
It's just a round robin. And the identity theft in this country, it wasn't such a big deal until we had a group of people, and a rather large group of people, that needed numbers to pass themselves off as being legitimate. That's where the majority of this identity theft has come from.
That's where it started from. In fact, when amnesty happened, you can trace it right back to that time frame. And they started bringing their family members in, and then they started realizing they could be on expired student visas and then expired visitor visas, and nobody was sent home. And they all needed paperwork, and so they all got invalid paperwork. Then when they realized that was going to work for them, and then the money came in, and that's where the Arabs and the Russians started getting heavily involved because they can make a lot of money.
Yeah. And Sheila, I don't know if you heard me talk about my solution to this. We didn't get into this problem overnight, and it's not going to be fixed overnight.
Exactly. That's why I called in. I was listening to what you were saying about what's happening with the people.
Yeah. And I think that's the saner approach. It's one that is not going to cost a ton of money. I'm sure that we're still going to have leaks in the proverbial dam, that the Dutchie boy can't plug them all, but this seems to be a more humane way, if you will, of repatriating these people back to their own country. Because I've said this before, I don't blame them from trying to get into this country to better their life standards. I don't blame it at all on them.
But the sad part is the focus is on the people from Mexico, and I absolutely agree with everything you said about the people coming in from Mexico, but there's a difference in the fact that the true identity thieves that are making millions of dollars per year are not from Mexico.
Well, and also,
but the people from Mexico are using the Social Security numbers.
Yeah, there's also something to also remember here. There's a lot of companies out there preying on the fears of people. There's a lot of money in security now. We're supposed to be secure from everything from cradle to grave. There's another problem, the old Hegelian dialectic that they fostered. They demonstrated to us how bad it is, and then they come up with their solution that nobody wants. Is she still there?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Sheila, you're going to be scheduled on Michael Herzog's program next week, correct?
Yes.
All right. I will make sure I pay attention to that. I've got to move on at this point. I'm glad you're listening to the program, and maybe I'll bring you on my own program as time will allow.
Well, these points are high-powered, and Americans have to stand up and make 2 changes to this date, and they've not even cross-checked Social Security numbers for employment or for credit, and the credit bureaus do not care. So citizens have to demand a different structure within the system, and that's where we were at about the Declaration of Independence, and you were quoting that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sheila, thank you. Appreciate it very much. Robert, I'll take your phone call after this break, and then we'll get into some more meat of the problems of the day, and we'll talk about what Alan Greenspan said about China and that's dumping its paper that they're holding on us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, back to the phones. Let me take one more call here with Robbie Noel and Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, Robert in Arizona. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I have a lot of mixed feelings about all this noise that's made over immigration. I have been an employer years ago, and I've been self-employed most of my life. About 32 out of 33 years of my working life, I've been on my own. And I have to say that I think we're going about this in the wrong direction. You know, John, you said a long time ago what we needed to do was take back the power of the states.
Correct.
And I think that's where the answer is, even in something like this. And I'm not saying that we have to kick everybody out of the country that's not, quote-unquote, legal, because the problem with all this is in order to enforce something like what you're suggesting would be successful, you'd almost have to have a national ID card, and I'm adamantly against that, and I would assume most people listening to RBN are. And we're being forced to choose between, you know, the old rock and the hard spot kind of a choice. And I really feel like the answer is to do away with entitlements at the state and federal level and focus nationally on a grassroots campaign within each state and county to return all services services, if you want to call them that, the government does, down to the county level where we can control it. And a further thing that would help a lot is quit wasting our time thinking about being an American or a state of Arizona or state of California national, as opposed to the word subject or citizen. We should be thinking about what constitutes an American or a Californian or an Arizonan is our adherence to a constitution. And we as a body of peoples are not necessarily geographically bound, but we are more bound by the ties of our beliefs and that which we gave our contractual allegiance to consciously, not something you're born into. Because this idea of giving welfare to somebody that shows up and, you know, in their mother's belly and they're born and suddenly they're an American citizen entitled to, you know, a free stay in the maternity ward and everything else, that's where I think the problem is coming from. And I think we've really forgotten where our source is, and our source really is within ourselves and within God. And we need to really rethink this whole strategy or we're going to lose.
All right. Comments, gentlemen? Do I have anybody?
Well, I've never thought of it in that perspective before. And I question whether it is doable. How would town, city, state, county be able to do the kind of things that these programs of the federal government has, or would they do nothing at all?
Well, here's my point, Bob, and I've thought through this long and hard. The United States' total population at the time that the founders formed this country was less population than you've got in Southern California. And the fact is a government of Los Angeles County could easily accomplish anything it needed to do, from highway building to water system maintenance to health care, if that's what they choose to have. But in order to subscribe to something beyond the basics, which I would describe as the court system and the police protection and everything else in my book would be privatized unless everybody agreed and anybody who disagreed had a right to opt out. To me, that's a form of government living in true liberty. And wow. I really feel that unless people agree to do something, it shouldn't be done. Otherwise,
well, under our present system, you're correct.
Well,
I was thinking, and not about those things, because they are in part done by entities at the local level. I was thinking about, and I thought you were referring to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, those things.
Well, in my book, those are all socialist, communistic-type programs. And they rob from Peter to pay Paul. They're not even insurance programs, and that whole thing needs to be restructured. And I think the private sector
could do... Well, I think if you do that, you're going to have to terminate them.
Well, you'd have to wind them down, and I think the answer is probably to, you know, give the elderly people something and then tell the younger people, including up to middle-aged guys like me, and I'm just over 50, say, buddy, you're getting nothing. We've got to restore this republic and wind down the democracy.
Well,
and
I'm willing to do that.
But
on the other hand, I also believe that there's, because of longevity today, there's no reason why people can't work until they're 72 and if they're physically or mentally incapable of doing so.
I agree with you, and I intend to never retire.
I'm 72 years old in a few months. And I work 18 hours a day. I happen to be healthy, but there's no reason everybody else can't do the same thing.
Robert, I'm in agreement partially with what you're saying, and probably about 90% of it. Ron Paul has said this on the circuit so far, and he said there's a lot with states' rights. And that comes from him with the libertarian idea behind this.
Yeah.
But the problem that we have here is the phone calls are not being made. Okay, the Fed says they're in charge of immigration. Well, we've seen how they've handled that. They don't want to do anything about the illegal aliens in this country because it's part and parcel of their agreements that they made on our way to the North American Union. We are not going to have the governors making that phone call. And the reason why I keep repeating this, making the call, because there is no enacting clause. There is no pressure. There is nothing coming down the pipe to the counties, to the cities, to the townships in our countries across this nation from the governor's desk. We have Rick Perry down here that just sold off TXU, facilitated the thing, selling it to private individuals. We've got Mr. Perry trying to build the Trans-Texas Corridor.
We all know that, John, and I'm on the same page with you. You've identified the problems, but unless we start doing like what G. Edward Griffin suggests with his movement, and I'm drawing a blank right now, but he's got an organization. It's called Freedom Force. And what he suggests is that we get active and we stay active locally and we take back our local governments and we build a base. Everybody keeps looking to the top, and the problem is, you know, it would be a merciful thing if an asteroid hit Washington, D.C. tomorrow, because there's really no fixing the place.
Right. No,
it's beyond broke, and we're wasting our time. I think we're, in a way, it's a wonderful thing that Ron Paul's running for president because he's getting a message out. But I'm of the opinion that they'll figure out a way for him to have an auto accident if he were
Let's not talk about Ron Paul's safety, because Ron Paul is painfully aware of what pressure he's going to be under if he gets the presidency of the United States. Here's the deal. If he does, by some small miracle, and it doesn't have to take a large one, all we need is a grassroots movement, a little help from above to get this man in office. Remember the midterm elections that will be coming up in 2010. He will be the seated president. If he stays healthy, stays in office, this is going to open up Congress and the United States Senate to people that will follow this Constitution. And I'm not talking about, it's almost like these politicians, what we're seeing in Washington, D.C., they were predisposed to this type of job. Either that or being a Cadillac salesman, one of the two.
By the time you're a governor, you're predisposed to
Robert,
doing
let me finish my thought here, Robert, okay?
Go ahead.
All right. What I'm saying to you, now is the good time for all people to come to the aid of their country. Ron Paul was drug into this thing kicking and screaming. This is not something he popped out of bed one morning and said, I think I'm going to run for president. The pressure has been on one of the few statesmen that we have up there on Capitol Hill. What I am saying to you, and I understand this problem is not going to be totally fixed from the top on down, but what we need to do is slow this juggernaut down in Washington, D.C., and then we can work on our respective states. But what we need is the good people that are concerned to start filling these seats. And I don't give a hoot and a holler if it's at the federal end, or I don't care if it's in our state houses. That will happen. But the floodgate has to be opened first. And I see one way to facilitate this thing. I hate to use that term. I hate facilitating because we know who uses that. But to make this thing happen, we have got to have visible faces and strong voices. This will open up those floodgates. This will give the people the hope that they can take back their state and local governments. Because if we can put the harbinger in there in Washington, D.C., that's going to slow that rat's nest down, that'll give us a better shot here at state level.
I understand the gamble that we're taking with one person at the top to try and set the tone and do what we thought Ronald Reagan was going to do.
Yeah, we thought he was.
Well, yeah, and I believe that until he took a couple of, you know, took a bullet, he probably was at least partially headed in that direction.
The man made a significant change in his second term, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are some that argue that the trauma of his injury facilitated somehow his advancement into Alzheimer's.
I understand. Robert, I thank you for your call.
Thank you, John.
We have people out there that are thinking, and that's what we need. We need their ideas. but we need more people with their ideas that are actually willing to put their ideas and their passions into motion. That's where we're at in this country, folks. All right, we'll be back. We got Robbie Noel back online. I'll bring him up right after this break. Thanks for hanging on, Robbie.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
All right, we are back. Robbie Noel, are you still with us, sir?
Yes, I am.
Well, evidently, we've got enough people here that want to get on this program. It crashed our servers again. We apologize to the listening audience out there. It is back up and running. We'll get this problem straightened around, I promise you, when we move to the other building. At any rate, Robbie, I appreciate you coming on. You've been basically standing on hold here for a half hour. And I know you got a program to do in about 37 minutes.
Maybe.
We have the Bob. Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell Bob, I didn't finish the story here with Robbie. I was talking to him prior to the broadcast today. When Alan Greenspan spoke, the stock market took a major dip. But the reason why it did that, Robbie tells me that Alan Greenspan, he was asked the question about China and holding the paper and the value of the dollar, and he said, well, don't worry about it. He said the Chinese aren't going to dump the paper because who are they going to dump it on?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that is a very silly statement.
Well, from
because there's plenty of places. They just go into the market and dump it. And that is absolutely nonsensical.
It reminds me, you surely have heard the story about the Tahoe stocks. And that's basically what he said. Greenspan said that the reason such a withdrawal was unlikely was that China would not have anyone to sell the securities to, hardly the sort of comfort that the bond investors were hoping for today. So not only obviously rate hike jitters, which, if you don't mind, Bob, I'll remind people that 2 weeks ago, you made the statement when everybody was talking about rates going lower. You said rates were going higher.
Robbie, do me a favor, and when your phone rings, pick up the hard line because there's something going on with the Skype. So when that phone rings, pick it up.
Okay.
All right. Is it ringing over there, Mr. Producer?
We're being de-Skyped.
I'm telling you. And lo and behold, we've had record numbers at this network on internet, and it's just kind of strange that between Time Warner and our servers out in California that we just have at crucial times and heavy traffic, it just seems to keep dropping, Mr. Chapman. And it's just, it to me, it's I had a whistleblower on the other day. When she put out a very important number, it cut off, her phone cut off at exactly the same moment when she had done a prior program putting out that very same information, dropped just at the same time. And she was on a hard line. She wasn't on Skype. She wasn't on any cell phone. No, she was on a hard line, and they cut it just like that. So they are...
Well, I want to tell you something interesting. I've been cut off a number of times on other programs in the last couple of months, and one of the listeners on another program emailed in during the course of the program and said that in his capacity professionally, he saw on a pile of papers at a major embassy in Western Europe, on top of the pile was the international forecaster. So these people know what we're doing, and they're doing everything they can to make life difficult.
Well, they are certainly doing that. And, Robbie, I should have just brought you up for the Bob Chapman special because half the listening audience is not going to hear what you have for the listeners out there today.
If you were talking to me, I didn't catch that because we're now on the hard line.
Yeah, well, before they cut the hard line, give out the Bob Chapman special for today.
Yes, absolutely, a great one. Today, the Bob Chapman special. Now, bear in mind, whether you want to buy 1, 5, 6, or 7, or whatever amount of coins you want, you can buy them at the same price as the Bob Chapman special. But if you want to get the international forecaster, you have to buy 10 or more. And today we have MS61, $10 liberties. These are certified PCGS or NGC. For $399. So whether you want to buy one or whether you want to buy more than one, but obviously the inducement is to buy 10 so that you get the year subscription to the international forecaster.
And Bob, the international
forecaster... I mean, you know, John, that is such a good deal. I want Robbie to please repeat it.
Please, Robbie.
Okay. It's MS61, $10 Liberty. All pre-1933, certified PCGS or NGC, for $399. To give you a reference point, competition sells these for close to, well, $100 different to me, around about $500 a piece.
Well, and Bob, I'm looking at the stock market. It's down today. I'm looking at interest rates. They're up. We have stories coming out more and more from the Middle East that they don't want to deal with their commodities in American dollars. And I'm still watching the gold market being suppressed. Is there going to be a trigger on this gold market that they can no longer sit on this thing? That it's
the trigger is when they run out of gold. And they got to be getting close because they probably have less than 5,000 tons left. And if they're going to sell everything, well, that's fine. I don't know how much the U.S. has got. They're supposed to have more than anybody in the world, and it hasn't been audited since 1954, so we don't know. Now, one of the things I wanted to bring up here in reference to what Robbie said about what Greenspan said, and trying to calm the bond market, who are they going to sell to?
Hold on 1 second. We've got a break. Let's get your response, Mr. Chapman, right after this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. We got interrupted by a commercial break, Mr. Chapman. Go ahead with what you were saying, please.
You know, what we have to understand and what we're going to have to work on is all of you out there telling other people the rigging that's going on in all of the markets in the world. You know, we see the programs on television about people like the Sopranos and Mafiosos, and but you've got to understand that these people who are doing what they're doing to our markets, particularly gold and silver, are gangsters. I mean, the gold cartel that is suppressing prices along with silver, they are nothing less than white-collar criminals, an organized, highly sophisticated bunch of politicians, bureaucrats, and bullion bankers who are manipulating the price of gold to suit their own agendas. And so tell everybody, because sooner or later this thing's going to be busted. And how we bust it is we keep on taking delivery of the coins and the bullion. That's how we bust them. And that's what's going on in India, the Middle East, China. And you're going to see it continue because they know historically that we're dealing with all fiat currencies, because even the euro that is supposedly 15% backed by gold is down to 12 or 11%. They won't release the figures. Even they have been major sellers. Second thing, when Robbie mentioned the commentary by Sir Alan Greenspan, the long bond, which is the 10-year U.S. note, which is considered the long bond today, it was trading at 5.22. That's the yield. And so as the yield goes higher, the value of the bond goes lower. There's an inverse ratio. After his announcement at 5.22, yield on the 10-year note, the yield went to 5.27. So nobody was paying attention.
Well, he actually hit them with a double whammy. I mean, after he dropped that bombshell that nobody would be buying U.S. securities back from the Chinese, he then went on to reinforce the wigginess of the folks he was addressing, saying that the global liquidity boom, which he traced back to the end of the Cold War, would not go on for much longer. And this is his exact quote to them: enjoy it while it lasts.
Now we're talking.
Well, he's right about that. And I give it about a year to a year and a half. And it may be even sooner than that. And you know something? I think it's being deliberately terminated. And how I know that, if we'll go back to that piece that I published, the inter-office memo from Carlyle Corporation, that said the same thing I was saying, and that is the window's a year, year and a half, and it's over, so be careful what kind of deals you do. So I think we're seeing an orchestration now of the insiders bailing out of the stock and bond markets, both of which are going to go lower, and I think there's only one place they can go with their money. I don't know of any other place to go. They certainly can't go to real estate. And that's into gold because of its liquidity.
Yeah, but that 500 tons, Bob, that you mentioned, if they're starting to pull out, and, you know, I'm in agreement with you, by the way, because I had the same thought that you did. Sir Alan Greenspan is not, he does not succumb to irrational exuberance on anything, and especially he is tight-lipped about information that he puts out. I'm in agreement with you. I think this is...
He's a paid prostitute.
That's exactly right. And he is sending the message, and only the insiders at this point are hearing his message. So I'm in agreement with you there.
The public doesn't understand. And they never will. They're always the last to know. And that's why we have programs like this program, and there's only a handful of them, unfortunately. And that's why we have the International Forecaster, which is the most outspoken, or at least one of the five most outspoken publications in the world today, particularly about finance and economics.
All right. Robbie Noel, one more time on the Bob Chapman special for this Tuesday, because I know you've got to run. You've got to prep for your own show here.
MS-61, $10 Liberty, certified PCGS, NGC. If you buy 10 or more for $399, you get a free subscription to the Chapman newsletter. But if you want to buy five, you can pick up five. The only problem with that is you won't be getting the Chapman newsletter. So that's our deal for today.
All
MS-61, $10 Liberties, $399.
800-691-7898. Robbie will be available for about another 15 minutes. If you don't get in by then, well, he's got to do a radio program. His program, folks, by the way, if you've not heard Robbie, it's 6 to 7 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. And, of course, that is on it was supposed to be switched, Robbie. It's still on 50-50, I think
yeah.
It is. And we're going to be switching that over to 12-180. So you folks out there that listen and enjoy Robbie Noel, just make it known, if you're not there every day to hear an announcement on a frequency change, if you don't get them on the 12-180 or a 50-50 rather, switch it over to the 12180. Those are our two primary frequencies for this network. Mr. Noel, thank you for your patience.
Thank you, Mr. Stadtmiller.
And due diligence.
And that's a wonderful offering.
Yeah,
thanks, Bob.
It really is. Thank you, Robbie.
All right.
Bye. Yeah, we don't, Bob, there's a lot of things people don't understand. And one thing that they were a little confused about, and I think people think that we're making tons of money and we're getting rich off of gold and silver. Well, first of all, there is a market flux out there that people are holding pretty tight on their money, paying $40, $50, $60, $70, $80 to fill up their cars does a lot with the disposable income, if there is still such a thing in this country. And the gold and silver market has been rather tight. It's picking up now, but I think people were in a state of shock. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know where their money was going to be going. But that is starting to pick up again. The same can be said for across the board with spending. I want to remind people that on this network, and the reason why I started Republic Trading Group, and I have Robbie as the chief trader now for Republic Trading Group, is because we are not greedy, folks. Okay, we are not a gold and silver company that will tell you to hang on to your investment for 5 years. The reason why they're telling you that is because you are overpaying on gold and silver to begin with. And let me remind you of something else. The gold collectible coins that you like to play around in that market, you may have gotten some pretty decent returns off of it, maybe a little bit. Stop listening to the people telling you buy these collectible coins, because I'm going to tell you something right now. When the lid blows on this deal and it's time to take that gold and transfer it back into whatever currency, the Amero, the Federal Reserve note or whatever, to make purchases, do you honestly think for an ounce of gold that's overvalued, they're going to be giving you what you paid for it? The answer to that question is a very short and sweet, emphatic, absolutely not. So don't be foolish, ladies and gentlemen. And I know a lot of these brokers out there, they're slick people. They could sell you your own shoestrings to tie your own shoes, but first they make you take your shoestrings out of your own shoes to sell them back to you. Stop doing this. I know a lot of people out there are not well-versed in the gold and silver market. That's why we give you the maximum for the least amount that you give us. In other words, deal with Republic Trading Group. And how I circumvented this, Bob, and this is unheard of in the gold and silver industry. Generally speaking, when you call up a gold broker, an XYZ company in America, and you talk to a broker, that man, no matter what you're going to spend, whether it be in collectible coins or bullion or whatever it is, his maximum allowable percentage rate is going to be about 6 to 8% off of each deal. So now you can understand why a broker, in order to up the maximum that he gets, not only for himself but the company he represents, they're going to try to maximize the amount of sale, the actual dollars that you're going to give them. So what I did, Mr. Chapman, was I went in and told my brokers, okay, let's not sweat this deal because I want you giving them the rock-bottom prices on everything. So what we're going to do is we're going to pay a commission rate to our brokers of 50%. Now, that may sound silly to some people going, well, wait a minute, you're running a network, you're running a commercial business, why wouldn't you maximize your profits? Because I got tired of the gold and silver whores out there. And we've already sent a message, and it's rippled through the entire industry in this country. And we've been setting the record straight. So before, and I understand your confusion about the gold and silver markets, and I understand your trepidation. Should I buy now? Should I wait till it goes lower? And I'm telling you, when this thing goes, it's going to be like somebody flipped on a light switch, and you're going to see those prices go through the roof. So if you're thinking and you're balking now at, say, $650 or $660 for an ounce of gold right now, please don't wait till it breaks over $700 because it's going to make an astronomical climb real, real fast. So deal with Republic Trading Group. You've heard Robbie. He is a very honest man. He's not an aggressive man. He's not going to pull every dollar out of your pocket, nor is he going to be giving you calls and hours of the day that you don't want to hear from a gold broker. We are very laid back in our approach to this. So when you consider making your gold and silver purchases, call 800-691-7898. We will give you the straight skinny on your purchases. Bob Chapman, I want to go into something that you put on your in your newsletter, and this has to do with Serbius, which, if you don't know the background on Serbius, that's the three-headed dog that guarded the gates of hell from Greek mythology. So that should give you a little indication here. Now, Serbius is it's a private equity company, and it's also similar to a hedge fund. They are pursuing many, many companies here in this country and have been for the past several years. They have purchased over 30 companies. Now, the president on this deal is Steven Feinberg, along with co-founder William Richter, assisted by, that's right, Mr. Globalist himself, George Herbert Walker Bush. We got the former VP Dan Quayle on board on this deal. And if that isn't enough name-dropping, Donnie Rumsfeld, Rummy, is an investor, and the hedge fund manager, Michael Steinhardt, is a shareholder and director. Now, the fix is in on this deal, but Serbius has gone in, and they did the $7 billion takeover of Chrysler. They also went into GMAC and bought out GM's financial division, which in bad sales times, folks, okay, car sales to the public was bad. GMAC was still a moneymaker. Well, they just ripped the and bought out the arm of GMAC, or General Motors, that was actually making money. Where do you see this thing going with Serbius and the U.S. auto companies?
Main thing that these kinds of private equity leverage buyout groups do is purchase, strip assets, lay off employees, and load up the company with debt and then resell it. That's what they're up to.
It sounds to me...
It's the worst of all worlds for America.
It sounds like the Gordon Gekko syndrome.
Absolutely. It's the geckoization of American industry. It doesn't get any better than that, as far as, you know, they're concerned. And it's very, very bad for our economy.
Now,
and most of those companies that they're stripping will go out of business.
They have a real problem in Michigan right now. I think their unemployment rate is almost at 15%. We have companies that we can pick up the newspapers, we can search the internets. We're still seeing companies like Whirlpool out of Tennessee. They tried to put a happy face on this deal, saying that, well, we're going to move certain operations to another state here in the country. But the majority of this stuff is going down to Mexico. This is a continuum.
And that's where they've just shipped it. And, you know, actually, Whirlpool makes an excellent product.
I wonder if it'll be as well. I mean, I'm sitting, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm sitting here drinking Coca-Cola that was bottled in Mexico. Now, why would you do that? People probably aghast that I'm even drinking.
Because they put cocaine in it, that's why.
No, that's not why. No, they actually make it without the
modified... That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen.
They actually make it without the modified sugars, and it's made the old-fashioned way, according to the original... they call it Coke Classic. Well, the Coke Classic's for sale in this country with their modifiers and their sweeteners and all that other stuff in there. This is actually the old Coca-Cola formula, and when you drink it, you immediately taste it. I mean, this stuff that they make here, Bob, in the United States, this Coca-Cola, it's got this weird aftertaste to it, and it's due to the sweeteners, the high fructose corn syrups and whatever else they put in there. So we buy this by the case.
Aspartame.
We buy this stuff by the case. And
in Mexico, they should call that Clásico Droga. The classical drugs.
Yeah. Now, what else is going in the financial market out there?
Well, I think the breakout has come in the bond market, and most people don't know hardly anything about the bond market, but it's 10 times bigger than the stock market. And the bond market's telling you that interest rates are going up. Now, in the international forecaster, we predicted this, and we expect the 10-year to move up to around 6.75, somewhere between 6 5/8 and 7, and 5 5/8 and 7, excuse me. And the 30-year fix will go to 6 3/4 to 7, and that's just going to break the back of the real estate industry, and it has to go there. And the Fed should be raising rates now, but they're not doing so. So the real market, the market that trades in billions of dollars every day, they're making the decision for them. But I also wonder whether they're allowing that to happen. Maybe their next phase is all set up to go, the phase being the beginning of the Great Recession, which will turn into depression. You know, they have think tanks going 24 hours a day all around the world, figuring out what they're going to do in different spheres. We can't stay up completely with exactly what they're doing. All we can do is try to figure out what they're doing before they do it, and that is not easy. There's very few people in the world who can do it.
All right.
And it just, you know, really takes a lot of experience. And so that's the most important event in the market right now, along with the suppression of gold. And every professional all over the world in the finance and economic sphere knows what's going on, and nobody will talk about it because they'll all lose their jobs.
All right. Bob Chapman, I appreciate you coming on. We will talk again with you next Tuesday. You stay safe, my friend, and keep reading those 37 publications every day. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right. final segment here of the National Intel Report. My apologies out there to the internet listeners. Evidently, my particular take on this is our server company really doesn't like what we're talking about. And if we're not being hammered by them, it's the proverbial Time Warner. It is the Matrix, and we understand that. I want to again urge people on this 1348 amnesty for illegal alien criminals. Okay. The bill number will probably change, but we know it's the amnesty out there. So I want to give out these set of numbers again. Please, ladies and gentlemen, keep up the pressure on these crooks in Washington, D.C. It does make a difference. 877, round, round, ready, right, ready? 877-851-6437. 800-862-5530. 866-220-0044. And 866-340-9281. Keep up the pressure on this because they will bring this back, and they're going to bring it back quickly. Before these guys break for summer, you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to try to vote this amnesty bill in again. They'll change up some verbiage, maybe take out some things that were not so popular before. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the globalist agenda. The corporations have been working overtime on these congressmen and senators in Washington, D.C. George Bush himself is having a hissy fit. Well, at least that's for public consumption. It could be that this was thrown out there to soften up the American public. Oh, gosh, we failed this time around. Well, we'll do some modifications and we'll bring it back because we really need to do something about illegal immigration. It's all a farce, ladies and gentlemen. Many people are predicting they're going to pass this. But I'm also telling you, these people are also human beings. Yes. By description, they're human beings. What they've been doing to this country is inhuman, for sure. But they also want to be elected. If they're not some of the handpicked puppies that are going to go into CEO positions or be paid off handsomely with business deals after they get out of office, once the people vote them out, these politicians want to stay in office. When you call them up and tell them, hey, you touch this amnesty thing, you're not getting back into your old job. Take a look at your chair right now behind your desk. Somebody else's butt is going to be seated there next election cycle. For a lot of them, that does work. For the real paid whores up there, has no effect on them. We understand that. But it's the sentiment that's going over to these people. They are paying attention. And this is unlike when NAFTA passed back in, what, 92? What was going over to Washington, D.C. to our supposed representatives, it was 9-1 against NAFTA. People smelled a rat then. They didn't know what it was connected to or how it was connected. Well, we saw our NAFTA agreement. We saw CAFTA. We saw the SPP. We now see in clear view the North American Union. Keep the pressure up. We don't need a knee-jerk, bought-off, paid whores up there in Washington, D.C. They don't have to do anything about this amnesty thing before they go on their little summer break. And that'll give us time to recharge our batteries and put the front on them again, if you will. All right, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And take advantage of the special that we have on the Berkey Lights plus shipping. $224, you get two free sport bottles. Also, the Royal Berkey holds over 3 gallons of water. That comes with two black Berkey filters, the upgraded ones, and two free sport bottles. $275, shipping included. 800-724-2719. Robbie Noel, the flip side, coming up right after the top of the hour break. We shall see you back here tomorrow.